Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter called Glad Tidings to the Believer, and we did a walk through what a person experiences at the time of death, the joy, the beauty, the malaika coming to him with their faces so bright, bright as the sun, and they sitting, so many malaika sitting in front of him as far as his eyes can see, and they coming with the shrouds from Jannat, and they coming with the perfume of Jannat, and that whole ecstasy that this person experiences until they take his soul and they rise up with it. And at every heaven they go, the other malaika asking them, who is this person, and with what great words they explain that who this person is, with the best words that he had been addressed in this dunya. So like that, this person goes up until he reaches the seventh heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that record this person's name in the Illiyin. Illiyin is that register of the pious, of the special people. Like how in this world we like our name to be recorded amongst the very prominent, the very special people, that records that we like our name to appear. So like this person's name is, this is the ultimate achievement a person can have, is now his name is now recorded in this Illiyin. What a great achievement for this person, that his name is now recorded in the register of the pious people. And now the malaika told, now you can send him down, take his soul back down, so that reckoning may start. And then we explain that now this person, a carpet is laid for him, the door to Jannat is open, he can see the beauty of Jannat, he can feel the breeze of Jannat. And then a very handsome person comes with very, very beautiful clothes. But before that, this person now who passed away is made to wear clothing of Jannat. Can you imagine what beautiful clothing that would be, the clothing of Jannat? And he will be fragrant with the fragrance of Jannah. Then he'll see a person coming towards him with beautiful clothing, very, very handsome person. And he'll ask this person, who are you? And this person now will tell him that I am your good deeds. I am your good deeds. So he will get so excited and so happy. And then he will say that, oh Allah, start the reckoning, start it quickly, start the resurrection quickly, so that I may return to my family and my wealth, which I will receive in the year after. In other words, all that investment for the akhirah he has made now I can receive it and I can reap it fully. So this person now wants actually qiyamah to start quickly. This is the beauty a person enjoys when a person passes away as a believer. So it's not all doom and gloom, it's actually so beautiful, so enjoyable, the experience that a person goes through. عن جعفر عن محمد عن أبيه ابن الخزرج عن أبيه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ونظر إلى ملك الموت عند رأس رجل من الأنصار فقال يا ملك الموت ارفق بصاحبي فإنه مؤمن فقال ملك الموت طب نفسا وقر عينا واعلم أني بكل مؤمن رفيق. الخزرج narrates from his father that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he saw the angel of death at the headside of an Ansari man. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the angel of death at the headside of an Ansari. This is what the scene was. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the angel of death right at the headside of this Ansari person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O angel of death, be compassionate to my companion because he is a believer. Now look at the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This scene, the angel of death is the head of a believer, of an Ansari. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Malak al-Maut and telling him, be compassionate on my companion because he is a believer. The angel of death replied, take cheer and delight and know well that I am compassionate to every believer. To every believer I am compassionate. In other words, don't worry, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be worried, because to every believer I am compassionate. أخرج البراء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن المؤمن إذا احتضر أتته الملائكة بحريرة فيها مسك وعنبر وريحان فتسل روح كما تسل الشعرة من العجين ويقال أيتها النفس المطمئنة أخرجي راضية مرضية عليك إلى روح الله وكرامته فإذا خرجت روحه وضعت على ذلك المسك والريحان وطويت عليه الحريرة وذهب به إلى عليين. Al-Barra radiyallahu anhu narrates on authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer is in the throes of death, angels come to him with a silken cloth in which is musk, amber and sweet basil. Like we explained, this is what happens. Angels come to him with this cloth of musk, amber and sweet basil. His soul is then removed softly, just as a strand of hair is removed from dough. It is addressed, now his soul is addressed, O life which was satisfied with the orders of Allah Ta'ala, go towards Allah's mercy and munificence whilst you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. When his soul leaves him, it is placed on that musk and sweet vessel wrapped in the silken cloth and taken towards the Illiyin. And Ibn Jurayj radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, idha ayana al-mu'min al-mala'ikata qalu nurji'uka ila al-dunya wa yaqulu ila daril humum wal ahzan qaddimuni ila Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Ibn Jurayj radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when a believer looks at the angels at the time of death, when a believer looks at the angels, they say to him, should we take you back to the world? So now they give him the choice. After everything opens up to him, the beauty and the enjoyment, now they give him a choice. Should we take you back to the world? So must we not remove your soul? In other words, what they're saying, must we not remove your soul? Now in the akhirat, when the ghaib becomes open to him, and now he starts looking at the beauty, he's given this choice that should we take you back to the world? In other words, must we not remove your soul? So this person replies, you want to take me back to the world of worries and grief? Take me to Allah. The person actually wants to meet Allah. But this is the beauty of having yaqeen, and this is the beauty of having faith, and this is the beauty of believing that maut is such a beautiful thing, not something that is created adverse and something that is so horrid and something so bad. No, but the believer is actually looking forward. He's given the choice to go back, and he says, no, take me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak, give us also such beautiful endings. Recently there was a situation of a woman, pious woman, and she says that my Allah came to receive me three times. Three times my Allah Pak came to receive me. I'm so excited now to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said that just before she passed away. So these are things that are realities, they're not fairy tales. It's just a matter of us bringing yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we look at death in a different light. Not in a light that will bring us or make us depressed, but it will make us so positive and feel so good that so many people are getting to experience such bliss and enjoyment. Why should we feel sad for them? We should be happy for them. Actually, we should be feeling sad for ourselves. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.